This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It's been said often here and elsewhere in the business press that the modern American shopping mall is a relic of economic days gone by, that they just don't make money like they used to. True enough, here, but in developing countries, there's a mall building boom going on. On the face of it, a sign that the wheels of commerce are turning as they should. Locals, though, don't always see things that way. Alex Schmidt reports now from Mexico City.
The new Oasis Shopping Center rises out of the leafy cobblestone neighborhood of Coyoacán. Its sharp architectural lines, decorative pools, and modern planters are impressive. So impressive that people stop in just for photos. Vanya Cruz and her friend pose in front of an artificial waterfall during their visit from the town of Cuernavaca.
The mall is beautiful. It's huge. It's very elegant. I like it a lot.
In 2015, 16 malls like this went up around Mexico City. And this year, even more are in the works. But not everyone is so enthusiastic.
Every mall that opened, I just feel that we have lost another opportunity to do something different.
Roberto Remes is an activist and urban planning consultant in Mexico City. He believes the malls destroy informal economies, raise rents, create more traffic. And he worries about spaces that heighten inequality.
People do not realize that this is not a public space. Probably a person poor enough doesn't think to be here. That's part of the freedom that we lose with malls.
On a weekday at Oasis, people mill around the huge open space. Two visiting students from the Yucatan have stopped in to get some food. Luis Garcia Villanueva says he's not a fan. He calls the mall ostentatious with its fancy stores like Cole Haan and Calvin Klein.
I feel a bit uncomfortable because we just came to eat something and you see all the rest of it and we can't afford to shop here.
Nigeria, China, and Colombia are just a few of the countries where sleek commercial spaces are in the works. The trend makes sense, says Arlene Davila. She's an anthropology professor at NYU who just wrote a book about the global shopping center boom.
You have cheaper lands, easier conditions for getting permits. You have lax urban planning conditions.
The ease with which malls get approved isn't a bad thing to some. Jorge Lizan is a shopping center consultant who advises mall projects around the world. He sees them as public-private partnerships that improve countries.
These big chains are able to provide lower prices than an informal market, but also they improve the quality of life of these communities. They provide a place for the people to gather, to socialize.
You're talking about a privately led public policy becoming the facto way in which people are organizing cities.
Again, anthropology professor Arlene Davila.
Who has access to deciding how our communities and how our cities should run when you have mega developments that are basically unchecked, right, making all the decisions.
Activists like Roberto Remes are fighting back.
I think that we need to change the rules.
This past December, Remes helped lead the first successful campaign against a major commercial project in Mexico City. But for now, in countries the world over, there will be no shortage of mall selfie opportunities. In Mexico City, I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.